Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. Revealed, Satan is behind the Our Lady of Guadalupe apparition. That's the message I have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do here, I've spoken about these apparitions before. I want to concentrate more on each specific individual apparitions, give you a better idea. So let's start it off with Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's the only one I'm going to deal with in this message here. So I'm going to be quoting, first of all, and throughout this teaching, I'll be quoting from the Wikipedia encyclopedia and their take on this Our Lady of Guadalupe. So it says, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Spanish, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, also known as the Virgin of Guadalupe, is a Catholic title of the Blessed Virgin Mary associated with a series of five Marian apparitions in December of 1531 and a venerated image on a cloak enshrined with the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The Basilica is the most visited Catholic shrine in the world and the world's third most visited sacred site. So, let me remind you, I speak to you today as a former Roman Catholic. So I have such a burden for the Roman Catholic people, and it's the Spirit of the living God who burns inside my heart to speak these things. The article goes on to say, Pope Leo XIII granted the image a decree of a canonical coronation on the 8th of February, 1887, and it was ceremoniously crowned on 12th of October, 1895. So here you have a pope, this leader, this vicar of Christ, according to themselves, granting this coronation to take place on this idol image, okay? That's what it is. So this whole system, ladies and gentlemen, it is steeped in idolatry, which the Word of God speaks out over and over and over again. Keep in mind that the Roman Catholic system is diametrically opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth regarding Christ and everything else, folks. And, you know, as I said, I'm a former Roman Catholic. I thank God from the bottom of my heart that I'm saved, that I've been born again of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, he opens up your eyes. And that's what happened with me. He's the Spirit of truth. And he set me free. And I'm glad that he did. Let's go on with this article. Catholic accounts provide that the Virgin Mary appeared four times to Juan Diego and once more to his uncle Juan Bernardino. The first apparition occurred on the morning of Saturday, December 9, 1531, which is, that's the Julian calendar, which is December 19th on the proleptic Gregorian calendar in present use. When it is said that an indigenous Mexican peasant named Juan Diego experienced a vision of a young woman at a place called the Hill of Tepeyac, which later became part of the Villa de Guadalupe in a suburb of Mexico City. According to the accounts, the woman speaking to Juan Diego in his native Nahuatl language, the language of the Aztec Empire, identified herself as the Virgin Mary, mother of the very true deity. She was said to have asked for a church to be erected at that site in her honor. Based on her words, Juan Diego then sought the Archbishop of Mexico City, Fray Juan de Zumarraga, to tell him what had happened. Not unexpectedly, the Archbishop did not believe Diego. Later the same day, Juan Diego again saw the young woman, the second apparition, and she asked him to continue insisting. Let me just stop here. You know, this apparition or appearance of the alleged appearance of Mary, okay? This happens all over the world, okay? You have Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima. This is Our Lady of Guadalupe. You name it. They got an Our Lady probably for every country, I think. And these apparitions, they are demonic in origin, folks. You got to understand what I'm trying to tell you today. And this particular apparition identified herself as the mother of true deity. Now think of that, about that for a second. You know, Mary is not deity. This is something you have to understand. Mary was a young Jewish virgin woman. Okay, she was mightily used of God. The Holy Ghost came upon her, or the Holy Spirit, whichever you prefer. And this miraculous conception of Jesus Christ took place. It was not through human relations between a man and a woman. It was the Holy Ghost overshadowing this Jewish virgin named Mary. But here's something you need to know, folks. Mary was a sinner. Just like everyone else. I'll say it again. Mary was a sinner. Okay? Don't believe the lie that Mary was not a sinner. You're hearing it from a former Roman Catholic. I'm telling you today, Mary was a sinner. So she was the earthly mother of Jesus Christ, the chosen vessel that, you know, God chose her to be the one that he would use to bring Christ into the world. Was she mightily used of God? Absolutely. So, in fact, if this real Mary, you know, could appear on a video dropped down from heaven, she would speak out against every apparition. You better believe that, folks. Mary would be first online to tell you to stop this idolatry immediately. She'd tell you to take those rosary beads and chuck them. Absolutely. So you need to know this, folks. And so you're hearing it today, folks, from somebody who came out from that system. I prayed my rosary beads just like you do if you're Catholic. I prayed my Hail Mary prayers just like you do if you are a Roman Catholic. I kneeled before statues. I lit my candles. I did it all, folks. Keep in mind, the Bible says this, folks, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Let me tell you something about the devil, ladies and gentlemen. He will do anything he can to take your focus off of Jesus Christ, because salvation is found in Jesus Christ. That's correct. And this is what this is all about. All of this illusion that's taken place, folks, all of this stuff, this demonic appearances all over the world, demon spirits is what is taking place, folks. And you have people who are deluded, people who don't know the scriptures, people who don't know the Bible. Often you'll see things like this happening with young ladies or young men, okay? And these demon powers come and appear, and they bring these lying signs and wonders, and people fall for it and is seduced by the devil himself. Look at this, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's a powerful verse, folks. I want you to see something, folks, that Satan can come with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's the father of lies. He's a liar. He is a liar, folks. And this apparition, he's behind it, folks. It's a lying sign and wonder. That's exactly what it is. And that is exactly what every other Marian apparition is all about. It's about Satan and his lying signs and wonders. And God allows this to happen. Don't miss that, folks. Look at verse 11. And for this cause God, look at that, God shall send them strong delusion. as a working of error, that they should believe a lie. He allows it to happen because the people do not have a love of the truth. It's a judgment. Okay? It's a judgment. So I'm encouraging you today, folks, to dig into the Word of God for yourself. This is what I did, folks. This is what I had to come to the place where I'm going to either believe the Word of God or I'm going to believe these demonic apparitions. In my case, I was following. I was never over there. Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, back in the mid-80s. And that's just another lying sign and wonder. You know, my wife Kathy, she got saved first, but it was the scriptures. You know, there was it came to the place where I had a choice to make. Either it's the Word of God or it's this Word of Mary. And that point, as I said, it was Medjugorje. She's coming forth with messages. I think they're still going on. So you got to come to the place where you take the Bible, you read the scriptures, and then you read the messages that are coming forth. Okay, that's what I did. Okay, and I saw the great contradiction between the truth of God's Word and the lying messages that were coming forth from this apparition of Medjugorje. So that's what needs to be done with anything. Test the spirits, the Bible says. So this is what I did, folks. And let me tell you something. The Lord opened my eyes. I was born again. I was saved. The Spirit of the living God. It's the Spirit of truth that set me free. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And that's exactly what happened. That's how it happens with everybody. You know, it doesn't have to be Mary or coming out of Catholicism. When a person gets saved, it's the truth that sets them free. So if you're still in this, folks, you need to seriously consider what I'm telling you today. Get yourself a Bible. Okay, preferably a King James, all right? That's my preference. And open the Word and then compare it to the delusions that are being coming forth in these messages like Fatima, Lourdes, and what have you, all over the world. You'll see when you do that. And here's what I encourage you to do. Pray. Pray. Say, "God, I want the truth no matter what. Show me the truth." That's how you have to approach it, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know, you know, what I'm telling you here today, you know, many people say, "I was born a Catholic and I'm going to die a Catholic. Get away from me with this stuff, you lunatic." Yeah, folks, I've heard it all. But you know, I speak to you in love. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love you, folks. So I know what it is like to be deceived. And when I was saved, it was, you know, I felt as if the devil was breathing down my neck. He saw he had me no more. What a great feeling that was, folks. But at the same time, I was like, whoa, this stuff is real. And that's why I'm bringing this forth to you today. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." The Lord used that verse, used a Christian woman to speak to my wife, Kathy, and gave her that verse, because my wife Kathy, you know, when she's talking about Mary and stuff, you know, it was just, she was on the verge of completely coming out from this Roman Catholic system, folks. And let me tell you something, we came through that charismatic movement, and you will hear people defend the Catholic Church. I'm talking Christians, defend the Catholic Church. "Oh, I know charismatic Catholics, they love the Lord." Folks, hear me. The charismatic movement is still Catholic. I was a guest very often on this program that was hosted out in California. His Truth is Marching On. The host was a former Jesuit Roman Catholic priest by the name of Bob Bush. And I used to love doing that program with him, especially right before the program began. We'd speak to each other. We'd pray. What a joy this man had. What the joy of the Lord. And it's just, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you can talk with another former Catholic. Because, folks, trying to talk about these things, even to Christians in this modern day, it's like they check out. You look at their eyes, they get glazed over. They don't want to hear it. They're not the least bit interested. But a former Roman Catholic, but even some of them, I wonder. So, folks, that's what it's all about. Let's get back to this Wikipedia article. It says, "The next day, Sunday, December 10th, Juan Diego spoke to the Archbishop a second time. The latter instructed him to return to Payakill and to ask the woman," that's that apparition, "for a truly acceptable, miraculous sign to prove her identity." Later that day, the third apparition occurred when Juan Diego returned to Tepeyac. encountering the same woman, that apparition, he reported to her the Archbishop's request for a sign, which she consented to provide on the next day, December 11th. By Monday, December 11th, however, Juan Diego's uncle, Juan Bernardino, became ill, which obligated Juan Diego to attend to him. In the very early hours of Tuesday, December 12th, Juan Bernardino's condition having deteriorated, overnight, Juan Diego journeyed to Tlatelolco to get a Catholic priest to hear Juan Bernardino's confession and help minister to him on his deathbed. That's probably last rites, what was taken about. This is bondage, folks. This is what happens in the Roman Catholic system, even in this modern day. You know, they got a call for a priest. So let's continue back to a Wikipedia article. To avoid being delayed by the Virgin and ashamed at having failed to meet her on Monday as agreed, Juan Diego chose another route around Topaic Hill, yet the Virgin intercepted him and asked where he was going. Fourth apparition. Wow. That's scary. Juan Diego explained what had happened, and the Virgin gently chided him for not having made recourse to her. In the words which have become the most famous phrase of the Guadalupe apparitions and are inscribed above the main entrance to the Basilica of Guadalupe, she asked, "No estoy yo aquí que soy tu madre." I don't speak very good Spanish. "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" Think about that. This is inscribed at that Basilica of Guadalupe. "No estoy yo aquí que soy tu madre." Am I not here, I who am your mother? You see, Satan is crafty, folks. So this is the image he creates of a loving mother. "Come to me. Come to me, I'm your mother." This is Satan saying, "Come to me. Don't trust in Jesus Christ. Don't trust in Christ." This is what's going on here, folks. I know. I came out of it. I was on my way to hell. So, 1 Timothy 2:5, this is what the Bible says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It's all about Christ. This is what the devil does not want people to know. This is why people remain religious their whole lives. Satan got him in his demonic headlock, and he drags their soul down. That's what goes on. That's the truth, folks. That is the truth. Revelation 1:8, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." That's speaking of Jesus Christ, by the way. You know, as a Catholic, I can remember every Sunday, week after week, you'd say the Apostles' Creed over and over. It's all by rote. I never thought of Jesus Christ as deity the way it's spoken in the Scriptures. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven." And you'd read over and over and over again. But you're not hearing in that Apostles' Creed that Christ died for the ungodly. You're not hearing that I can personally be justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not hearing that. It's just this rote. And it's this whole thing, the liturgy of the Roman Catholic Church and the Roman Catholic Mass, offering up the Eucharist, the transubstantiation, where they believe that when you receive that host, that wafer, that you are ingesting the actual body of Jesus Christ. It's a lie. Oh my, oh my. Revelation 1:11 saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." That's Christ. Revelation 1:17 and 18, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Glory to God. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Roman Catholic, Jesus Christ is the one you need. He holds the keys of hell and of death. You don't need Mary, okay? You do not have to come through Mary to get to Jesus. You call upon the Lord just in your own words. Call upon the Lord. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and to save your soul. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. So back to that article, she assured him that Juan Bernardino had now recovered and told him to gather flowers from the summit of Tepeyac Hill, which was normally barren, especially in the cold of December. Juan Diego obeyed her instruction, and he found Castilian roses, not native to Mexico, blooming there. The Virgin arranged the flowers in Juan Diego's tilma, or cloak, and when Juan Diego opened his cloak later that day before Archbishop Zumarraga, the flowers fell to the floor, revealing on the fabric the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe from the pit of hell. The next day, December 13th, Juan Diego found his uncle fully recovered as the Virgin had assured him, and Juan Bernardino recounted that he had also had seen her at his bedside, fifth apparition, that she had instructed him to inform the Archbishop of this apparition and of his miraculous cure, and that she had told him she desired to be known under the title of Guadalupe. Juan Diego's tilma has become Mexico's most popular religious and cultural symbol and has received widespread ecclesiastical and popular veneration. My, oh, my. So this image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is now at the Basilica in Mexico City. And this image is behind bulletproof glass. And they have three moving sidewalks. Three of them right next to each other. Can you imagine this? And all these people by the bundles are moving on these moving sidewalks just to get a look at this image of the Guadalupe Virgin. My, oh, my. Pure idolatry at its very best. So Roman Catholics, what you need to know is that your sins can be forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he said after he rose from the dead. Luke 24, verses 44 to 47, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, hallelujah. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Glory to God. There it is right there, folks. This gospel, it's about Jesus Christ. It's not about Mary. He said that which was spoken, it had to be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalms, concerning who? Mary? No, concerning me, speaking of Jesus Christ. Folks, that's what you need to know. It's all about Christ. It's not about Mary. I'm here to tell you today, as a former Roman Catholic, Satan is behind this apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the whole thing. Lying signs and wonders, I don't care who they say was healed. I'm telling you, it is from the pit of hell. This is what you need, folks. Look at, once again, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 10. This is for you. If you're Roman Catholic, it's for you, no matter who you are. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. There it is, folks. You don't need Mary. I'm telling you today, get rid of your statues. Put them away. Throw them away. Get rid of your rosary beads. Get rid of those medals around the neck. This is what I did, folks. It's what you need to do. You need to repent. Okay? You need to repent. This is what we're talking about here. You need to turn away from these things. You need to get right with God, and he will save your soul. You need to recognize you're ungodly, just like the rest of us. Without Christ, ungodly. I was as ungodly as could be. I called upon the Lord. Mercy is what you need. You are ungodly in the sight of God. There's no amount of good works that you can do that's going to get you into heaven. No amount of Hail Marys you're going to pray that's going to get you into heaven. No amount of receiving Holy Communion is going to get you into heaven. Going to Catholic Mass every Sunday or even every day, as many people do, will not get you into heaven. you must be born again. You must be cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that's what it's about, folks. I'm going to leave it right there. You heard it regarding Guadalupe. You heard the truth. Be blessed.